Just before I sing this song, we read when Jesus saw the multitudes hungered and without a shepherd, he had compassion on them, and blessing bread, broke it and fed them. And after his disciples gathered 12 baskets left over. The song, brethren, is taken directly from the Gospel of John 14, where Jesus told his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And shared further, saying that if you knew me, you would know my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. It is here too Jesus spoke of the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, saying the world cannot receive the Spirit of Truth, because it sees him not, neither knows him. And speaking of himself, brethren, said to his disciples, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Of this, brethren, the prophet Jeremiah spoke, saying, in that day the Lord, the existing one, would dwell in his people and write his laws in their hearts. Amen. Then Jesus said this to us all. Please listen now. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Let a little while in the world see me no more, but you see me. Now shortly after our Saviour was put to death and after he had risen, ascended, and promised he would return. And so it is today the world still look for his return. And while the world cannot see him, on the day of Pentecost the Apostle Peter saw him, filled with the Spirit of Jesus' truth, told those gathered Jesus is both Lord and Christ. That is, both the existing one and Christ. And commanded all those who believed then and thereafter to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins, that they might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which Spirit, brethren, is Jesus Christ. Amen. For this cause it is written, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. For I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. So it is, brethren, in the season we believe, Jesus returns in the Spirit to dwell in those who believe. Amen. And we know the bread Jesus broke spoke of his flesh, and this bread from heaven has fed the multitudes in every generation. And the 12 baskets gathered by the apostles speak of the Israel of God, hallelujah, gathered from all nations, peoples, and tongues. Let not your be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, that where I am, there you may be also. That where I am, there you may be also. Now I ask, brothers and sisters, has Jesus returned in you? The Apostle Paul asks, we examine our faith that we might understand that Jesus Christ dwells in us. And may that truly be so. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may he bless this understanding in your very soul. Amen.